Hi, Bob Barney with the Friday wrap-up for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, the one place to go to find out what's going on and what it could mean for you, your family, and your future. And I think the biggest story of the week really is a story that's never going to go away, even though so many people want it to go away, and that is the scandal with Epstein and all the people that's involved. And it's a international scandal, and it affects every country and every big guy in the world, it seems like. And they're trying to cover it up in Washington, D.C., but it's hitting. And the last one to hit was, of course, Prince Andrew, arrested. First really major name to be arrested, is it not? And that has to do with the monarchy. And I'm going to talk about the monarchy of England in a minute after we do a little bit of background research, playing some shows from YouTube about this arrest and what it means.
Yes, we've got the breaking news that former Prince Andrew, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, has been arrested in the United Kingdom. Let's get into some of the details around his arrest, the criminal investigation, and what it means for the bigger picture of the Epstein files, accountability and justice. So here are the latest. Britain's Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary David Lammy telling the BBC, quote, nobody in this country is above the law, and that any police investigation into former Prince Andrew, quote, must happen in the usual way. And by all accounts, so far, it has happened in the usual way. Andrew was arrested at his property on the Sandringham Estate in Norfolk at approximately 8 a.m. this morning. In England, in their time, that property, as well as Andrew's former home at Windsor Great Park, has been and continues to be searched by law enforcement. Technically, the longest that Andrew can be held is 96 hours. In most cases, apparently, suspects are only held for 12 to 24 hours and then are either charged or released pending further investigation. The exact custody location for former Prince Andrew is unknown at this time. Media has asked the police to give that information and they have declined to do so. Why? Because in all other cases, they don't give that info. So again, the consistency of treating former Prince Andrew just like any other criminal suspect at this time.
So to go on with this, and I'm going to go on with this one report before we explain the monarchy of England, what it means in the Bible prophecy, because there's a big Bible prophecy concerning the monarchy in England, and I'll get into that in a minute. But listen to this final thing that we want to get on about Prince Andrew and the DOJ and what England's doing and versus what the DOJ's doing, and she's got some good points. Here it goes.
Hear that the former Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, is giving new and additional information from the Epstein files. That is information that can be held in the care, custody, control, and possession of people in England, in the United Kingdom, that could be different than what the Department of Justice has in its possession. We also know that the DOJ is sitting on at least 3 million documents alleging that it falls within the exceptions under the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
So, again, the DOJ under Pam Bondi is still playing games with the congressional mandate that she was supposed to release all of the files. She said she did, and then it came out the very next day, there are still 5 million more files that are being held up. This is a cover-up, and it is a cover-up that is not going to go away. It's not going to work, and I got news for you. It's going to take a lot of people down. I think it might even take some innocent people down, because when you cover things up for some people, sometimes the wrong people get blamed for what they're not at fault at. And this is what is laying on the feet of Pam Bondi, and she's doing a horrible job. But going back to the monarchy in England, we know, if you believe in the Bible, as I do, and we know the Bible is God's news and God's headlines for tomorrow, that the monarchy is going to last until the return of Christ, because, and we've done many articles on The Plain Truth. You go back and you can find articles that we have, and maybe my editor, when she translates this, will put some up again fresh. But the Stone of Scone, it's called, is the rock that every monarch in England is crowned over, and it is the same rock that King David was crowned over, and the throne of David is being sat on by the present monarchy of England, because England is Manasseh of the Bible, and the kingship of Israel was promised to David that it would never end until the return of Christ. And the kingship did not end when Judah was taken over by Nebuchadnezzar down to the south and the king was killed, because his daughters, and you can find this in the Bible, his daughters, the king's daughters, under the leadership of Jeremiah, took them into safety into Egypt. And from Egypt, they went to Spain. And from Spain, they went to Ireland. And in Ireland, they married into other Israelite kings that had migrated with the Assyrian migration hundreds of years before. And therefore, we have a continuation of the monarchy, started in Ireland, went to Scotland, and then came to England. It's well known by English royalty, but it's not well known by you and I, because it's one of the things that's hidden. So we know, no matter what people say about this monarchy, that it's not going to go away until Christ returns. It's that simple. And even though some people in the streets of England, I'll play some comments in a minute here, think it could hurt the monarchy is going to last. That's a prediction I can make because the Bible says it's going to be there. Christ is going to take the rightful seat on the throne that a evil king at the time will be sitting on, which Christ will replace him and rule with that same throne in Jerusalem for a 1,000-year millennium. But listen to some of the comments of English people about this subject.
It's just, a sign of the world we live in, where power has no responsibility, no ethics. And, I mean, he comes from a background of corruption, being above the law.
I think it's only because the public's probably put pressure on, and the media's put pressure on to have him questioned. But he'll probably disappear to some country where he won't be extradited.
I'm a royalist myself. I do follow the royal family, and I do support them. So hearing that from a member of the royal family is really, it's the last straw, is it, really?
I thought he'd go into hiding and get away with it. Yeah, so, no, that's all I've got to say, really. I'm pleased.
So that's the sentiments on the streets of London and throughout England. And I, well, like I said, there are reports you're going to be listening to people on the news or so-called experts saying this is probably the end of the monarchy as we know it. It is not going to be. As I said, the Bible predicts there will be a king sitting on that throne in England until Christ comes and takes it away. Now, there's a little caveat there, because it is possible that the king of England loses the throne before Christ takes it away. The throne will end up in the Middle East one way or the other before Christ comes back, according to biblical prophecy in Isaiah and other of the prophets. But what I wanted to get to was that we are not going to escape the problems of this Epstein scandal. It is a worldwide scandal. It is a scandal that actually hits every capital of the world. He was a, in my opinion, a spy for the CIA and an agent for the CIA, for the Mossad, and for the spy agencies of the world, including Russia, and maybe we know Saudi Arabia and the Middle Eastern countries as well. This man was killed. This week, reports came out from Dr. Baden, a great criminologist and forensic doctor, and said it was a definite murder. There was no suicide in the Epstein killing. And I think every American really understands it was a murder. And they also realize it was a murder done for and by high-ranking people in our government, in our intelligence agencies, and in big business and big media. I think you're going to find just as many names of big media someday dropping as big government officials as well. It's a scandal. It's not going to go away. And there's going to be, in my opinion, there's going to be even more arrests coming out soon. And Pam Bondi is not going to be able to keep this under wraps, even though she's trying her hardest. And it's going to come back, and it's going to be a bigger scandal because of the way they're handling it. I'll be right back after a short message from The Plain Truth. Bob Barney for theplaintruth.com, the place to go to find out about your health with Your Health Today, or leave a message on our message board, or even look at what stories we have on the main page of The Plain Truth. New stories every day, along with these podcasts by me and by others every day, three times a day, from Monday through Friday, 7:11 a.m., noontime, and 7:11 p.m., and then also on Saturday, the Sabbath day, 7:11 a.m. with a religious-type program, and then again 7:11 p.m. with an entertainment program, a short story or some movie or a TV show from the past. And then Sunday morning at 7:11 a.m., the only show for Sunday, we do a one-hour or two-hour special broadcast by other people, usually from YouTube, that also wraps up the week like we're doing today here on the Friday Wrap-Up. So Bob Barney saying, I appreciate all the people who write to us and tell us what they think about the show and who listen. So thank you. We'll be right back to the show in about 2 seconds. So the next topic I wanted to talk to you about is that there's a big hoopla. Yesterday's Plain Truth, we put it up, and we've had many stories over the last 15, 16 years about UFOs, what they could be, and now President Trump is poised, supposedly, to address the nation about UFOs. And there's been stories all over the place over the years that people see UFOs, and I do not doubt that they do not see UFOs. I know many people, many what I would consider very honest people and very good people, have sincerely seen what they think are UFOs, or they think they're alien spacecraft. And in a way, they are alien spacecraft. We have a whole string on the message board. We have many articles over the years, just what are UFOs? And to be honest with you, UFOs, and we played even a Tucker Carlson, and we might even put that up here in this little string, view on UFOs. And UFOs are mainly demons and angels sometimes. And here is a biblical example of someone witnessing an UFO that is not a demon, I'm sorry, but God himself. Jesus Christ came to Ezekiel as a UFO. And if you don't believe it, listen to the words carefully in the following, Ezekiel chapter 1.
Ezekiel chapter 1. In the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the Kibar Canal, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiakim. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the Kibar Canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually, and in the midst of the fire, as it were, gleaming metal. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had a human likeness, but each had four faces, and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides they had human hands, and the four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings touched one another. Each one of them went straight forward, without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a human face. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces, and their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two covered their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit would go, they went without turning as they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures darted to and fro like the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, one for each of the four of them. As for the appearance of the wheels and their construction, their appearance was like the gleaming of beryl. And the four had the same likeness, their appearance and construction being as it were a wheel within a wheel. When they went in any of their four directions without turning as they went. And their rims were tall and awesome, and the rims of all four were full of eyes all around.
So I just want to break into this comment on Ezekiel chapter 1. You're listening to what a man saw, which would look like you and me today as a UFO. And the idea of wheels within the wheels that could go in any direction without turning, that's a gyro. It's something that anybody in physics understands. Anybody with a scientific mind or physics mind reading this, as von Däniken did back in the 1960s, came away saying, this was a UFO sighting. It was a UFO. It was unidentified flying object until it was identified by the actually flying object, who was Jesus Christ. Now, we'll get to the end of this, and you'll see exactly what UFOs can be. They can be God. They can be angels. But what we're seeing today are demons, and I'll explain that in a second.
And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose. Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went. And the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And
can you imagine, by the way, an ancient person looking into the hood of a car, and there's an engine running, and it's making noise, and smoke's coming out of it, and they see it turning? They would say the spirit of the car is in its engine. Well, the spirit of the throne of God was in these wheels, these magical wheels, to this ancient man who did not know scientifically what a gyro was. He was just amazed to see. And you can see what's going on here. And it would be the same thing if they came and they looked at a modern day car. They would say, oh, that motor running, that's the spirit. That's the life of the car. Well, we know better, but this is how it's explained. So you need to understand that. Let's go on.
Those rose from the earth. The wheels rose along with them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures, there was the likeness of an expanse, shining like awe-inspiring crystal spread out above their heads. And under the expanse, their wings were stretched out straight, one toward another. And each creature had two wings covering its body. And when they went, I heard the sound of their wings, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of the Almighty, a sound of tumult, like the sound of an army. When they stood still, they let down their wings. And there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads. When they stood still, they let down their wings. And above the expanse over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like sapphire. And seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness with a human appearance. And upward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw, as it were, gleaming metal, like the appearance of fire enclosed all around. And downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and there was brightness around him. Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
So there you are. That is the throne of the Lord God, Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Old Testament. It's plain to see what he even looks like. People say, what does Christ look like in heaven? Well, he doesn't have long hair, and he didn't look like a hippie. You just saw what he looked like. It says he had the appearance of fire enclosed all around him. And I saw gleaming metal. And from his waistward down, I saw the appearance of fire. This is what, and you go to Revelation, you actually get a better rendition of what Jesus Christ looks like in his heavenly form. He doesn't look like the pictures you see on TV or in the newspapers or in the magazines of the depictions of what Jesus looked like. Even on earth, he didn't look like how they depict him today, but now in heaven, he's God, and he was God back then when he appeared to Ezekiel as a UFO. But UFOs today, in my opinion, are mainly demonic forces. Now, I would say that 97% of UFO sightings are natural phenomena. You know, swamp fog and all the things that people laugh about when they're given that explanation is true. There's a lot of things that happen, lights in the sky and stuff like that are naturally done by all kinds of earth occurrences, and they've been documented over the years. But there is maybe that 2 or 3% that's truly unexplainable, that looks to be alien life form, that looks to be craft, that can outrun our jets, the stuff that Donald Trump's going to talk about. They are mostly demons that can look like anything they want to look like. They can uncloak themselves like a Star Trek episode, and they can become visible at any time they want. And that is what we're seeing, and it also means we're getting close to end times prophecies when you see this. I'll be right back. Bob Barney for theplaintruth.com. Please visit it every day. Visit our message board, Your Health Today, and this main page, as well as the podcast, plaintruth.com. Please go there every day. You'll be glad you did. You will find stories you do not see in one place anywhere else. So we're back to the final part of the show. And there's two topics I wanted to touch on before we get into the what's going to happen over the weekend and the weekend programming. But 5 o'clock the other morning, New Yorkers woke up to the sound of Muslim prayers being, you know, spoken over loudspeakers, waking people up. Welcome to Islamic America, New York, under so-called communist Mamdani. I told you last week and weeks before, he's not a communist. He's not a socialist. He is an Islamic terrorist in the disguise of a communist socialist. And he is a liar. And he has no good intentions for New York City or the American public, and especially anyone who's a Christian. You're seeing what happened to London 20 years ago. It's happening to New York City. It's happening to many cities across, like Detroit, where there's a great Muslim population. There is a jihad against America, against the way you and I live, and they want to see you dead or converted to Islam, and they don't think you're going to, so they want to see you dead. They're a lot like Democrats who also want to see you dead, by the way. But this is a problem, and this problem is not going to go away, and it's going to be a problem that gets worse and worse and worse because America refuses to go back to their God and ask for forgiveness and ask for redemption from the enemies that are trying to attack us. Remember what God said to Abraham, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you." Well, if we want such a blessing for this nation, we have to become like Abraham. And that means we have to get back being right with God. And this country is not right with God. I'm sorry to say that, but the majority of the people, I'm afraid, today are so self-centered, so egotistical, and just worries about getting things for themselves that we have lost our way with God, and God has turned his back on us, and we are seeing the results. If we would get back to God, we would understand that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and God the Father can stop this at any moment if we go and ask in prayer as a nation, and we would be given a reprieve from what's happening. And then God would bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. But right now, the people cursing us are going to get away with it because God doesn't care what happens to you and I as long as we're in rebellion. And if we want to get out of rebellion, even if it's only our family, then God may have a different attitude for you and your family, if not this nation. But that is the first thing in the wrap-up I wanted to talk to. The Islamic, I can't even think of how to call it, the Islamic fundamentalist American movement that's going to take over the streets of many cities across this country until a civil war breaks out, which will happen. And what does our mayor of New York City say? Well, this is what our mayor of New York City says.
The Muslim call to prayer soon will be freely heard throughout New York City, officials said. Mosques and masjids will be allowed to amplify their calls to prayer during set hours on Fridays and through Ramadan.
So there you have it. See if any, even a false Christianity could get away with that, and you'll know what the answer is. A few notable deaths, of course. Jesse Jackson died at 84. I think a big shyster his whole life, and I'm not going to speak evil of a man who just died, but I'm not a Jesse Jackson fan. He invented blackmail for black people to get unearned money through blackmail. Robert Duvall also died, a very great actor at 95, and he was one of the best actors of the last 60 years. He's been in almost every great movie and TV miniseries that you could ever imagine. And he lived a good life. I have to say that for him. 95 years old, passed away this week as well. Now, over the weekend, Saturday morning, of course, tomorrow morning is the Sabbath day, and we're going to have at the 7:11 a.m. broadcast, John the Baptist, the untold truth of the Bible, the prophet is explained, or the Prophet John will be explained. And it's going to be about a half hour show. It's a video on YouTube, and it explains some of the untold ideas of John the Baptist. One of the things, it's not in this show, but I just wanted to touch on about John the Baptist. John the Baptist probably was an Essene. And, you know, there were actually three major groups of Judaism in the days of Jesus. There were the Sadducees, who can think of the Sadducees like Democrats. There were liberals. They didn't believe in the entire Bible, by the way. They only believed in the Torah. Then there were the Pharisees. Think of those as the religious right, the Republican religious right, that are just as wrong as the Sadducees after time. But there was a third sect called the Essenes. They're the ones that lived in Qumran, in the Dead Sea area, the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. And they were very pious people, and they were not hypocrites like the other two. And they had a habit of adopting priestly children who were orphaned. And you know, John the Baptist's father and mother were very old. It was a miracle birth for them as well. And they probably died when he was quite young, taken in by the Essenes. And John seemed to have all the teachings, including baptism, that the Essenes had. And Jesus never kind of contradicted Essene belief. They also believed in the morning day. They also believed in a 365-day year. They didn't believe in a lunar calendar. They believed in a solar 30-day calendar. And many of the things that Jesus talked about was basically Essene teaching. So that's going to be an interesting show for you to watch. And then maybe further your studies of John the Baptist. Very, very important person in the New Testament. Jesus said he was the Elijah that the Jews are waiting for to this day, that he's come and already gone, and he was beheaded by Herod. Then 7:11 p.m., we don't have a noon show on the Sabbath day, but 7:11 p.m., our entertainment show at 7:11 p.m. is called Quiet Please, Murder. It's a 1942, what they call film noir, which means black film, thriller with George Sanders and Gail Patrick. And it also has Sir Cedric Hardwicke or something like that, I believe. But anyway, it's a mystery. It's a radio mystery from, I think, 1942. Yeah, it's a 1942. And I think you'll find it very interesting to listen to. I listened to it on the radio first. It gave me the idea to find this thing. But I found the video of it and not the radio version of it. And it'll be on tomorrow night at 7:11 p.m. Now, Sunday, we're probably going to have, I did not put it up yet, but lately I've liked Mark Halperin's two-way Friday wrap-ups. They're like mine, but he gets into more politics stuff and other stuff as well. But he has a very good show, and he has very good guests, and he has very good call-ins, and we're probably going to do that. I also do have to like, there's a few other shows I do like for Sunday that I put up once in a while. One of them is actually from the Philadelphia Church of God. I'm not a big believer in the Philadelphia Church of God. It's one of the Armstrong offshoot churches. They have a lot of wrong doctrine, but they have a very good news program, and they have a very good weekly news summary, and it's more biblical based, and they do understand the Sabbath, and they do understand the holy days, and they also understand who the players are. They know who Israel is in real life. They know America is Israel and England. They also know that Assyria is Germany. They know the identities of the biblical nations. That's one thing they do understand. They got that from the Armstrongs. And they also understand the British monarchy and what the Stone of Scone means that we talked about earlier in this broadcast. But anyway, that's the Friday wrap-up again, another one down and out. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a safe, blessed Sabbath day if you start following it, and a safe weekend. My wife and I are going back to Florida for the weekend for a business trip, and so we're going to probably do some replays of some of my shows if I can't do them every day. Again, Bob Barney, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.